Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're continuing our study on the subject dealing with stress, or dealing with worry, the problems that we encounter in our life. Many times we are brought to a place of not knowing what to do. So we're looking in the Word of God at Philippians chapter number 4, and we're going to continue our study concerning how to overcome stress, worry, and anxiety. I pointed out to you on yesterday from verse number 5, where the Bible said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." And I said to you, first of all, in order to overcome worry, fear, and anxiety, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. I do not care where you're at, what situation you may find yourself in, if you will stop long enough to recognize that the Lord is with you, He's there in your situation, then that is the beginning of you getting victory over the situation. You become aware of the fact that it may be out of your control, but it's not out of God's control. And I pointed out to you on yesterday, first of all, we looked at the promise of His presence. He said in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 in verse number 5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Again, He said in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So we have the promise of His presence, and He will never break that promise. And then I pointed out to you, not only we have the promise of His presence, but the Bible said in Psalms 139, and verse number 7, verse number 8, the psalmist said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence?" He said, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." So we see the promise of His presence, and we see the perimeter of His presence. It's everywhere. You cannot go where He is not. And then we saw the practice of His presence as we look down through the pages of the Word of God. And there are so many, I could never deal with all of them. But I just mentioned to you the fact that He was there in the fiery furnace for the three Hebrew children. And when you are in the fiery furnace, He'll be there for you also. And then I mentioned He was there in the den of lions for Daniel. He was there in the storm for the Apostle Paul. He was there in the belly of the whale for Jonah. He was there in the field for Ruth. And friend, whatever comes in your life, He will be there for you. You can rest assured He will not break that promise. As a matter of fact, our Lord said to the nation of Israel in Isaiah 43, verse number 2, He said, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." So He said to Israel, "I will be there in your time of distress." And friend, since He was there in the furnace for the three Hebrew children, He was there in the den of lions for Daniel, and He was there in the storm for the Apostle Paul, He was there in the belly of the whale for Jonah, and He was there in the barley field for Ruth, and He promised Israel He'd be there for them, and He promised us in the book of Hebrews that He would never leave us and never forsake us. So you can rest assured He will be there for you. And He is there if you're in a difficult situation, even at this very moment. So we looked at the fact that we must be conscious of His presence. Number two, not only must there be a consciousness of God's presence, but there must be a commitment to God's plan. Look at your Bible again in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Now, here we have another step in relieving ourselves from stresses and from worries and fears that come into our life. Remember, number one, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. Number two, there must be a commitment to God's plan. The Bible said in verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Notice what the Bible teaches us now in this verse. Even in our darkest moment, in our lowest valley, and in the most difficult times of our life, we can still pray if we're saved by the grace of God. You see, we do not always know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit helps us and makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, look at your Bible again. He said in verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything. May I just stop and say to you, God expects us to pray about everything, and thank God we can pray about everything. There is not anything in your life that is too small, too large, too personal, or too confidential for you to talk to God about it. You can pray about everything. As a matter of fact, I'm convinced anything that comes in my life, anything that I am confronted with that I do not pray about, it is as though I'm saying to the Lord, I don't need you in this one. I can handle this one all by myself. No, I am to pray about everything, large or small. I am to pray about it. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. If you want peace, if you want the blessings of God, you want to get rid of worry and fear and anxiety, then learn to be a person of prayer. Pray about everything, and then commit yourself to God's plan for your life. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. And then he added an unusual statement. He said, with thanksgiving. He teaches us that we are to give thanks to God in the midst of our very darkest time. Now, I realize you may say, preacher, that first of all does not seem right. And second, it does not seem possible that I can always do that. Again, I remind you, the Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, the Bible said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I do not necessarily believe that I am to be thankful for everything. There is a difference in being thankful for everything and being thankful in everything. You see, look at it in this manner. When I am in a situation that puts pressures and anxiety upon me, things that I do not understand, and when things are in such a situation that I just don't know what to do, I can find assurance and thank God for these things. First of all, I can thank the Lord. I can come to Him and say, Lord, I do not understand what's happening and why it is happening, but I know that you do. Thank God when I do not know why or what He does. Thank God when I do not know how or when He does. It may be out of my control, but it's not out of His control. So I come to Him with thanksgiving, and I thank Him, though it's beyond my understanding, it's not beyond His. I thank Him that though things are beyond my control, they are not beyond His control. It may be difficult to realize that sometimes, but my friend, he is still on the throne and still in control. And then number three, I must come to the place of saying, Lord, I cannot do anything about this situation, but you can. And then I become more thankful to realize that though the task is too great for me, it is not too great for him. It may be beyond my control, but it's not beyond God's control. So I can bow my head before God and thank God that in the midst of my problems and in the midst of my perplexities and in the midst of my pressures, that God is still God. He's not under the circumstances. He is not controlled by them, but he is in control of them. So I can bow my head and commune with God in prayer and just simply commit it to him. Lord, I do not understand what's happening and why, but I know you do. Lord, it may be out of my control, but I know that it is not out of your control. Lord, I cannot do anything about this situation, but you can. And having said that, then I can say this prayer. So, Lord, I'm going to commit this situation into your hands and trust you to work out your own will in my life in this matter. You see, oftentimes we pray for God to change things when we should be praying for God to change us. God allows a lot of these situations to come into our life, not to change things for us, but to change us for his glory and his honor. So you see now why Jesus could say to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You see, we can experience the peace of God even in the time of our anxieties, our worries, our stress, in our fear. There must be a consciousness of God's presence. Then there must be a commitment to God's plan. Let me leave you with this today. As you are facing the situation that you face right now, would you stop looking at circumstances and start listening to the scriptures? Would you quit looking at the situation and start looking for the Savior? He is there. The Lord is with you in this situation. It did not take him by surprise. It is not out of and beyond his control. It's not too big for him. It's not too difficult for him. He knows exactly what's going on in your life. And friend, when you quit fretting and fussing and simply commit this situation to God in prayer, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When you confess to God, I cannot handle it. It's beyond me. But I know you can, and I commit it to you. Now, I know this is easier preached than it is practiced at times, but I'm telling you on the authority of the Word of God that God is right there with you right now in your valley, in your problem, in your difficulty. And if you would commit to his plan instead of trying to get him to come to your plan, you could find peace and joy and the blessings of God upon your life. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.